We are on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, top of the Amud. Uminayin Sha'af B'Shtar. How do we know that Shtar is Koine by Isha? So Moses Vedino, you can figure out from a Kal Vachayma. Uma Kesef She'ein Moitzi Machnes. Madoch Kesef that is not Moitzi is Machnes. Shtar She'moitzi Ein Edin She'machnes. So Shtar has a Meile that it is Moitzi, Savada Gibis will be Machnes, a Kal Vachayma from Kinyin Kesef. So the Gemara says, Mala Kesef, Shekein Poidim by Hegdish and Maisa Shaini. Taima Bishtar, Shein Poidim by Hegdish and Maisa Shaini, Dechsiv, Venosan a Kesef, Bekomla. His opinion, Hegdish and Maisa Shaini is not Shaykh Bishtar, Bavka with Kesef. So Memele, so I can show you that Kesef has a koyach that Shtar doesn't have. That is true when it comes to being Moitzi and Eishes Ish, Kesef does not help. But Lagavi Adin Yonim, Kesef is better than Shtar. So Memele, so now when we're speaking about Kinyan, Isha, even though we see that an Eishes Ish is nikna b'kesef, it is not muchach shall be nikna b'shtar, because shtar does not always help when kesef helps. In other places, kesef is better than shtar. In other places, shtar is better than kesef. So the Gemara says, "Makrov yotza v'oisa, makish abaye liyitziya, v'makish abaye liyitziya, ma yitziya b'shtar, af havaye nami b'shtar." Havaya is also Bishtar. So that's how we know Kinyan Shtar. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I just like to mention the Rashba. The Rashba says, that what the Gemara says, Shekein poidim by Hegdish Maisa Sheini, Toime Bishtar Shein poidim by Hegdish Maisa Sheini, that means that the Gizbo will write a Shtar that the Hegdish should be Podoi. It would be a Shtar Mitzad the Gizbo. He's the Bailam of the Hegdish, the Apotropos of the Hegdish. Al Kaponim, by him writing a Shtar, that the Hegdish should go over to Alekeach, to the Bailam, the Shtar is worthless. Dafke through Pidyon, Venosna Kesef, Vekomla. That is how the Rashba learns Pshat Nagimol. Now Rashi says, Shtar Shein Poidim Boy Egdeshes, Im Kosav Legizbo Shtar Al Mois Pidyon Hegdish. Ein Egdeshe Podei Debeinim Venosan HaKesef VeKomlei. Now Rashi learns Pshat, that we are speaking about, that the Poide wants to write an IOU, Shtar His Chayves, to the Gizbo, and whatever amount is needed to be paid, the Hegdish is paid with the Shtar. And L'chayre is no good, because you need by Pidyon Hegdish, Taisa said on the base, the Nosna Kesev HaKomle is a Klal Prat a Klal, and we need Dumya the Prat, Ma Prat Gufay Mome. So everything, so Pidyon is to be with Gufay Mome. So Memele, you cannot be poida with a Shtar His Chayves, which is not Gufay Mome. That L'chayre is Pshat according to Rashi. Now, but we have a tremendous problem over here, which Rabbi Chanan asks. The way Rashi is describing the case that you can't be poida Hegdish with Shtar, so this isn't Kinyan Shtar, this is Kesef she'ein gufay mamei. We are speaking about that a person should be able to be mekadosh an isha with a shtar. There's such a inyan, there's a sefer krisis, there's a sefer hamikne. So now the shaila is there such a concept of a sefer kedushin? That can one write a shtar kedushin, write mekudeshesly, and can that make her neshes ish? And now we had a kal vachayma. Madoch Shtar is moitzi, about the givis will be machnes. Kesef can't make a yitziye. Although Shtar is moitzi, about the givis it should be machnes. So the Gemara says, well, I'll show you a case that where shtar doesn't help. So in the case of Rashi, this is not a case that shtar doesn't help. This is a case, this is not shtar over here, this is not kinyan shtar, this is kinyan kesef, ba'ofen she'ein gufay momen. Let's say you cannot be paid with a dollar bill also, because it's not gufay momen. But where do we see a greyus in kinyan shtar? According to the Rashi, it's very good, account that pidyan hegdish cannot transfer, cannot come about with a shtar. Mekech amenka, you can make with a shtar. Amecha writes a shtar mecha, but by hegdish, you can make it with a shtar. So there we find a chesoron in kinyan shtar. According to Rashi, though, it's very difficult to understand where do we see a greyus in kinyan shtar from the way Rashi tells us the chesoron of hegdish. That kasha Rabbi Chanan has. I once heard someone said a teretz, Rabbi Yechmiel and Garish, I wanted to say a teretz that the Gemara does not mean to say that kinyan shtar is worse than kinyan kesef from this mashal. The Gemara just wants to show us that the chefza of shtar is worse than the chefza of kesef, because shtar is an entity that's not gufa imamim. So the chefza of shtar is worse than the chefza of kesef. So memele, here lemaisa would be kesef through ein gufa imamim. So if we see a chesoron in ein gufa imamim, so maybe it'll be a chesoron in the kinyan of ishus also. That's what he wanted to say. Perhaps in Taisvis was find something similar. So the Gemara said, we learn out the Yotza V'Hoysa, we learn out there's a Hekish, there is a Hekish Havaya L'Yitziyah. Just like Yitziyah is Bishtah, Havaya is also Bishtah. Frag the Gemara, Ba'akish nami yitziya lahavaya. Let's be ba'akish yitziya lahavaya mahavaya bekesef af yitziya bekesef. So let us use the same hekesh and learn out from this that one can make a yitziya bekesef. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said that doesn't make sense. Yoimru kesef machnis, kesef moitzi. That kesef should be able to be machnis and moitzi, saneger, yasa, kateger, how could the same maise kinyan accomplish opposite in yonim? The kesef can make issues, and the same kesef done over, repeated over again, will make geirish. So the Gemara says, well, if there's such a svari, hochi shtar nami, Yoimru shtar moitzi shtar machnis kateger yase saneger. So how does that work? How can the same document, a document can create gerish and it can create kedushin? How do you understand over there? So the Gemara says, no, it's take the mili dahai shtore lechud, the mili dahai shtore lechud. Is it, you're right, that a document is making gerish and kedushin, but it says different words in the document. Here it says words of gerish, here it says words of kedushin. So memela, it's not kasha. How can a document accomplish opposite goals? It matters what you write in the document. If you write different things, so can it accomplish different things? Frag the Gemara, Ochenami, Hai Kasper Luchut, Vahai Kasper Luchut. So the Gemara means to ask as follows. Well, when you give the money, so you explain why you're giving the money. When you give the money by Yishus, say, Rei Ap Mekodeshusli. When you give the money by Gerishin, say, Rei Ap Mekodeshusli Chalodom. So it's also different words. And others say, just like by shtar, you have the same klaf, but it matters what words are written on the klap. You use the same klap for Gittin and Gezer, for Gittin and Kedushin, but it matters which words are written on the klap. So good, you have the same money that's given over, but it matters what is being said b'shas the giving over. Yeah, he says, I want to make, so if words can have a koyach, so as we'll hear, there's different words. It's not katega, not sanega, nasa katega. These are words of knis, and these are words of yitziyah. So the Gemara says, tiva mia chatu. You're right, there's different words, but it's the same madbeya. Now let us see Rashi. Perhaps we'll get a little clearer in the terms of the Gemara. So the Gemara had asked, Katega, Nasa, Sanega. Gemara said, no, Haishtore Luchud, Haishtore Luchud, the different documents. Vazer Kosuv Loshen Knisse, one that is written a Loshen of Knisse, Ze Mefeirish Loshen Yitzia, and here it's Mefeirish Loshen Yitzia. So the Gemara asks, well, if words make the difference, so here also different words are said. Hai kaspa lechut, kshu naisnoi meforish amenas mahu naisnoi. He explains why this is being given. This is being given for Kedushin, this is being given for Gerushin. So the Gemara answers, chatu. In the goof of the Maisi Kenyan, it is not mentioned what the purpose is of this Maisi Kenyan. So, Lochaira the Gemara means to say as follows. By Kenyan Shtar, the words written in the document, they make whatever is written. That means these words make the kinyan. So if you have divrei krisus, so it makes it a sefer krisus. If it's divrei kedushin, so it makes kedushin. But the words, so the kinyan is through the words that are written on the klap. So it matters what is written. So the two different entities, ashtar kedushin and ashtar gerushin. Masha ein kein, afilu you'll say the words that are mentioned by the Nesinus HaKesef explain why the money is being given. But that is not the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is the Nesinus HaKesef. No, I'm explaining the purpose of the Nesina. So if it's the same Maisa Kinyan, two different explanations will not enable us to say that the same Maisa Kinyan can do opposite things. That the Gemara says, Tiva Miyuchadu, it's one Maisa Kinyan with two explanations. Two explanations cannot make two Maisa Kinyonim. It's the same Maisa Kinyan. Masha Enkein, the different words which are written on the different shtoris, make it two different shtoris. This is a Sefer Krisus, and this is a Sefer Kedushin. Let us see Taisvis. Uminayin Sha'af Bishtar. Umikal v'chaymer the Oma Ivriya. So Taisvus asks, let's learn a kal v'chaymer from Oma Ivriya. She'eino niknis bebiye, beniknis bishtar. So ishe she'niknis bebiye, samad givir should be nikta bishtar. Lek alameyma. Chode mishim dome gufe midi iskish lacheres nafkelon lekama. One man, the Amor, learns a Hadinah, an Omevri is Nikne Bishtar, because it's a Hekish to Isha. So that means, Kozman, I don't know that Isha is Nikne Bishtar, I don't know that Omer is Nikne Bishtar, so I can't learn that Isha from Omer. Vafilu Rav Chiz, the Dialef, Meloi Seid, Seiket Seiso Avodim, Avor Nikne Si, Bekinyan Avodim, Rav Chiz is a different Limud, that Omevri is Nikne Bishtar, Ikala Mifrech Ledeel, Shekein yoitza bekesef. Ma'alom avriya shekein yoitza bekesef. So we have to understand what is pshat in this lomdis. Because om avriya is yoitza bekesef, that is why she's nikna bishtar. Ma'in shmita leitza al sinai. So yesterday we explained the svara is as follows. That if she is yaitza bekesef, that means it is biyada to destroy the kinyan which was in existence till now. That means he was kind to her, now she gets a hold of money, so she goes over to the other and says, I'm sorry, I want to buy myself back, and he's forced to, the heptah, he's forced to let her go out. So I'll call upon him. So the kinyan of Omar is a shvache kinyan. V'horaye, she could break the kinyan to a pigeon. So Memel could be, that's why shtar is sufficient over there, because there you don't need such a strong kinyan. A kinyan that could be broken is also sufficient by Omar Vriyah. Masha'en came by Isha Shekain Eina Yoitza Bekesa, so could be, so what is sufficient by Omar is not sufficient by Isha. By Isha you need a stronger kinyan. V'oit, and then another mahalach, the kimen de la rab chizda of koisvoi, by a shtar of an omer vriye, the makne writes the shtar. Lekel amel of bishu shayne nitnes b'zeinyin shabal koisvoi. You can't learn out from the hekish. It's two distinct types of shtaris. Yeah. Or today's learning from a kal v'chaima. You can't learn out from a kal v'chaima. You can't learn out from a kal v'chaima that just like Omar is nikta b'shtar, Ishish v'nikta b'shtar, it's the two types of b'shtaris. The shtar of Omar Briya, the upright. So it's a shtar mitzad the makne. The shtar of Ishus, the baal right. So it's a shtar mitzad the kainet. So it's a different type of kinyan. So you cannot learn out one from the other. Shekain poidim boy hegdeshes umaisa shein. So the Gemara says, on this kal v'chaima you are making, so you are showing that shtar is better than kesef. Madach shtar, madach kesef sheini moitzi is machne, shtar that's moitzi, about the gibis is machnes. So you're telling me that shtar is a superior maisa kinyan over kesef. So I'll tell you, mala kesef shkem poidim by hegdisha maisa sheni. In other cases, kesef is superior than shtar. By pidyon hegdisha maisa sheni, kesef is better. Ve'im toima, koza osim bekal v'chaima. Now we had learned on the Avdal Damad Beis, there's a concept that all the Chumras, you see, if halachically I still find a klishus in one over the other, so I put all these chumras in the kal v'chaymer, and I still make my kal v'chaymer. And I'll say like this, Uma kesef, she'af alpi, she'poidem bo hegdish ha'maisek. Kesef is a choshev kinyan. It's poidem bo, but ve'enei moitzi, but it can't be moitzi. Ve'felochi machnes, shtar, shafa pi she'en poidem by hegdish, moitzi eni din she'yachnes. So me'mele, with kol za'achnes be'kal v'choyma, that means I'm starting off assuming that shtar is better than kesef, because shtar is moitzi, kesef is that machnes. And that you never disproved. Shtar is better than kesef, and that is my whole yisod of the kal v'chaima. So shtar is better than kesef. If kesef is kaine, is so shtar about the gibish should be kaine. So why are you telling me? Well, I'll show you kesef is better than shtar. I had so I said abo lamaisa. You didn't disprove what I said, but lamaisa when it comes to geirishin, shtar is better than kesef. Now, so memela, I still have my kal v'chaima. So Taisva says, Yeshloime de chumra ksuve beposik ein lahachnis bekal v'chayma. Ve vadai chumra shel svore nitno lahosim bekal v'chayma. Aval a ksuve yeshlono loime shehi agerem es mailo. So Taisva says a beautiful lomdishe teret. So Taisva says as follows. If you'll tell me a chumra of svore that we learned yesterday, I want to prove to you that Karen is chayiv nezik sholem b'shus hanizik. So I make a kal v'chayim. Ma'adoch shem b'regel. That's potel b'shus harabim. Is chayiv b'shus hanizik nezik sholem Karen. Es chayiv chatzi nezik b'shus harabim. Abad givis and es chayiv nezik sholem b'shus hanizik. So what am I showing from my kal v'chayim? I'm showing you black and white that Karen is more chomer than shem v'regel. Let's look at Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, shem v'regel is potter. Karen is chayiv. So I prove to you that Karen is more chomer than shem v'regel. So therefore, in Rishus HaYochid, that shem v'regel is chayiv nezik shol, avadig v'es Karen should be chayiv nezik shol. That's my kal v'chayim. So now you'll ask me, but you know what? Shem v'regel is more chomer than Karen because it's a zekei motzi, and Karen is not a zekei motzi. So I'll tell you, kol ze'achnis b'kal v'chomer, but all your svorelach, you're telling me that shem v'regel is a larger mazik, a bigger mazik. But when it comes to brass tacks, when it comes down to halachically, Karen is more chomer than shem v'regel. So these svaras I can stick into the kal v'chayim and say, but afal pikein halachically, Karen is more chomer than shem v'regel. But over here, I'm coming with a taina, not mitzat svara kesev is better than shtar. I'm showing you black and white, when it comes to pinyan hegdish, that kesev is better than shtar. So in one case you can show me shtar is better than kesev. In one case, I can show you that kesev is better than shtar. So now we're talking about kedushin. Kedushin kesev helps. So you can tell me, well, kesev helps. Shtar zicher has to help. I'll show you a place where kesev helps and shtar doesn't help. So memela, we have certain cases where kesev is better than shtar halachically. We have certain cases when shtar is better than kesev. Now we have a third case. I don't know what to do. I have no guideline whatsoever to say that shtar should zicha help because kesev helps. That's what Taisus says. Ve'im taima, for Taisus, ve'neima kal v'chayma mika kois. Now here Taisus speaks about a heftza with which you make kedushin. That means karkois is kinyan kesev. You can be mekadesh an isha with kark. I'll give her real estate. I'll be mekadesh with kark. But now, she'eino mitzis, you can't give a get with karke, afilohochi machnisos, perish, the odom yochel lekadish isha bekarke, ve'eino miskareshes bekarke. So now I have a kal v'chomer, so listen, if karke can make kedushin, even though it can't make gerushin, avada givis, shtar that makes gerushin, can zicha make kedushin. But now this pirche, we just had Ma'ale Kesev Shkein Poydeh Be'Hegdesh Ha'Maiseh Sheini. By Karka we don't have this, because you can't be Poydeh with Karka Hegdesh Ha'Maiseh Sheini. So now I have, let me learn out from Karka, which is a Chavtze, that is not Roy Livdeh's by Hegdesh Ha'Maiseh Sheini, but Aval Pikein, it can make Kedushin, and it's can't make Gerushin, so let's make a kal v'chomer from Karka. Beishdon yochel kadosh isha b'karka, v'ein misgereshes b'karka, v'osma kalamichos shkem poyna v'hegdish. V'yesh loymar, so here we see Taisus is asking a kasha that let us make a kal v'chomer that the heftza of shtar is better than the heftza of Karka. And if the chevtza of karka helps to make kedushin, about the gibbis the chevtza of shtar. Ve'eshloim edikala mifrech ma'ala karka shken koinin metaltalin agabon toime b'shtar. So I have a different chumre. You're talking about, you say karka is a shvachere chevtza than shtar? No, in other things karka is better than shtar. There's a loch of kinyan agav, through that you koinin the karka, the metaltalin automatically are niknin agav akalka, so that's an alimis that kalka has over shtar. Vim taima metaltalin yechichu, so I'll say, she'en koinen agabo, ואין המציאס ומכניסס אף אני אוב אשתר. Fraktoises, Fraktoises, aber not already, it asking a pirche male karke, ich kenne keine Metalltel mal gab, um zu sagen, Metalltel in je Chichel. That you're not keine gab, and it is also keine Baishe. Wie es schleime male Metalltel, ich kenne peiden bei Hegdisch, ich kenne peiden Hegdisch. So kann Scheila ben, in der Marsche ist der Kasche, so fine, so let's make a Matzat. Let us learn out Star from Kalke in Metaltala. You tell me, Male Kalke, she can't go in Metaltala, Nagabon, Metaltala, Yechich. Male Metaltala, she can't play in the Behegdish, Maisa, Shaini, Star Yechich. Then you make a matzah, she can't go in the Baalme, but can't go in Kam. So my male also, Star is going in the Baalme, and can't go in Kam. So the Marsha says, and we'll see later, the Gemara mentioned such a story. And on the other side, we can ask a pirche koldohu. Ma le metaltel bekalke shekein hanoson merube. It has these two kinyonim eva meile, it's worth something. It has a shavius. Shtar doesn't have to have any shavius. So me meile, so that is why, we can learn out on the other side also shtar from kalke metaltel. Mahavaya bekesef ap yitziyosa bekesef. So the Gemara asked, what are you telling me? You tell me if you MS. How do you know shtar is koine? Because the hekish of yotza bahisa. So let's say that kesef should be mitzi also of this hekish. Mahavaya bekesef ap yitziyosa bekesef. Ulinyin biye, let's ask the same kasha lagabi biye, and let biye be mighty als viotze boise. Lekele meime mahavaye bebiye afitziyose bebiye, shele ischachek mimeno hu megarshe. So Taisra says that the mechuvin of the yitziye cannot be in the skyim through biye, because the action is the exact opposite of the mechuvin. This is a inyan of vidovak, And this is an inyan of richok, so you can't create richok through dibuk, some amela. So that's poshet that a hekish will not help. Ba'oid mishum shemotza bo ervas dovo rogel legarshe, that means pashte dekro, is speaking about, good, we learned at the end of Gittin, you can be megarish also, according to Beisil, afilu, loimotza bo ervas dovo, erva or dovo, about al kaponim, but the pasuk is also speaking about that motzav ervas dova. Now that says v'yotza v'hoisa, v'oz yesh lo lifresh, and then he can't be boyla. He's also to be boyla motzav ervas dova. So the Gemara says saneger yasek ateger. So the Gemara says, how could kesef work to create a yitziyah, the pu'ula that is mekarev, that should be merachik. How can the same thing do opposite, create opposite effects? Vimtayma eichi kama la'el ma'lom abrisha kein yoitze bekeset. Before the Gemara said, no, I am abrisha nikt bekeset, kein yoitze bekeset. The dinu shetay niknis bekesef. Adarabe greyusa den kategor nasa sanega. If the yitziye fakert, this is not a maila by yom evriya. It's a chesaren en kategor nasa sanega. Yeshloim at the yom evriya lek lamei mahochi, because it's a different noisen of the kesef. Shemetchila shaviya moicha leshivches, when the father sells, so who mekabel hakesef min ha'odin? So he's on the receiving end. He receives the kesef in kain shehu reitzel evdoise dinu shekabel ha'odin hakesef. Now he'll give the money that he had received to sell his daughter. If he wants to be paid to the daughter, he'll take this money and use it reversely to redeem his daughter. So Memela, there is no kasha ka sanega yet nasa katega.
אבל איש שמקדש אישו, הכל בועל יודי, בין הקדושן, בין הגרשן. He says here, if we would say the Hekish, we would say just like by Kedushin, the Kedushin comes about through the Nesinus HaKesef Mitzad HaBaal, so the Gerishin also will come about through the Nesinus HaKesef Mitzad HaBaal. Vosim Shaykh LeMifrach, Yoimru Kesef Machnis Kesef Moitzi. So that is Abaye's Mahalach, how Abaye for the Kasha that the Gemara had asked. If you learn out that Shtar is Machnes from the Yotza V'Hoysa, so let's learn out that Kesef is Moitzi from the Yotza V'Hoysa, and that the Gemara said that that can be Ein Sanega Nasa Kateke. That was a svaridik mahalach that we cannot make the hekesh by kesef. Rava Omar, Rava said, Rava is not going with svaris. He learns gzeiras hakosav. Omar kro v'kosav lo sefer krisus v'ksivo misgareshes. That the krisus is only through ksive, not through kesef. Here it says kosef. Like the Gemara, oh, because of the sefer krisus, so let's make such a deal. Ve'ena b'ksive misgareshes, ve'ena miskadeshes b'ksive. Oh, you have a meat, so let's be memayit. Because the last sefer krisus only to ksiv, and only the ksiva sefer krisus ksiva helps, but ksiva will not help by a sefer of ishus of kedushin. So the Gemara answers, "Ksiva yotze v'hoyse." What do you mean? There's a hekish. The hekish says, "Frag the Gemara." Makish umagoy. So the Gemara says, "Well, when it comes to kesef, let's say the hekish." She said, "Oh, there's a meal." When it comes to shtar, I say, "I there's a meal." They tell me there's a hekish. So why when it comes to shtar, you look at the hekish. When it comes to kesef, you look at the meal. So the Gemara says, "Mistavre koi begerishin memayit gerishin, koi begerishin memayit kedushin." That means if it says because of law sefer krisus, so we're speaking now about gerishin because of law sefer krisus. So it's mistavre that we're memayit that gerishin should be dafka on such an oifen through ksive, not through kesef. We're not talking now about kedushin. Who's talking about kedushin? We're talking about Gerishin, so Mistavar is that the miut by Gerishin is that Afke through Ksiva Sefer, she's Misgareshes, and she's not Misgareshes through Kesef. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Koi Begeshin Mait Kedushin Bit Miut. Zot Taisvis, Koi begerishin, koi begerishin, memayit gerishin. Ve'ein svara loimal, koi b'ksive u'memayit ksive. That means we have a meet v'kosav, so the ksive should be dafke a sefer krisus. The ksive should not be a sefer kedushin. The pashte dekro mashme shabo loima davke biksive dekoma. We're speaking about this ksive that we're talking about. Davke with this ksive, she should be misgarish. Dekoma im loy simtso chen be'enov. I mean, don't make a drosha from the middle of the pasuk. Look at the beginning of the pasuk. Im lo yisimtza chein be'enov. Then the kosav lo. So the pashtid of the miyat is, if you want to get rid of her, is mekosav lo. So the mashmois is that is the only oifen how you get rid of a mekosav lo, not through kesef. Mashme davke bezeh ha'inyin. So memele, so we are memayit from mekosav lo b'ksive misgareshes ve'ainu misgareshes b'kesef. Frag the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Apiklei Lahaikro, the Droshachine. This Vekosav Lo, you're telling me, is a miyut. It's a miyut, Biksiva Misgareshes, Veine Misgareshes Bekesav. Rabbi Yosi holds this Vekosav Lo as a riboy. The Apiklei Lahaikro, the Droshachine. Shaine, so memele, what does Rabbi Yosi do? Let us just say what Rabbi Yosi does. Rabbi Yosi says that it says sefer, and sefer means cloth. So how do I know it can write on other things which are not cloth? So because of lo zaribui and kol mili, and that can write on things that are not cloth also, can write on paper, can write on other things also. So memele, so if according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the kosav is a ribui on how to write against. I can't use this as a miyut on kesef. Rabbi Yosi Aglili da apik le lahai kol adrosh achine she'einim izgareshes bekesef minole. How does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know that it is not mizgaresh bekesef? O makro, not from the word vikosav, sefer chisus. Sefer kerso veindova achar kerso. So you don't need the vekosav. The word sefer is sufficient. Sefer curse means the v'achah curse. V'rabonon ha'krisis my obdilei. So now we have a kash on the rabonon. If they learn from vekosav lo b'ksivim iskeresh le'miskeresh is b'kesef. So what do they do with the, I have another meat. Sefer curse means the v'achah curse. Ha'krisis my obdilei. What do they do with this? They use the word sefer krisus that after the get they have to be moved. The get should not be something that will make them still attached one to the other. Kedesanya, harei ze gitach al menash leitish diyayin. So he threw in a condition in the Gerishin. She can't drink wine. The minute she drinks wine, they scared. The minute she visits her father's house, they scared. That means, if this get is bringing them both together, that means she, her whole life, she's attached to her husband, her previous husband, that she can't ever visit her father. She can't ever drink wine. So the Gerishin is bringing about an igud beinayim. So that's a post, that's what they darshan from Sefer Krisus, that we need, that it should be dova akeiris beinay lebeino, that the Gerishin, there should not be an igud between them after the gerishin. If there was only a t'nai l'zman, that's cool, that the sefer mitzad atzmi is b'koyach ahafrid. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so how does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know this? We said he learned that from Sefer Krisus. He learned that at Sefer Kersam and the Veracha Kersam. So how does he know this halacha that kol yemei chayaychi is not a good get? Mi kores krisus konafkalei. It could have said sefer kores. It says sefer krisus, I make a double drosh. One drosh I make, it has to be dovar kores beinoy lebeino. So if he makes a tenai, a menash leitishte yayin kol yemei chayaychi, it won't be good. And number two, we learn out from Krisus, could have said Kosas Krisus, we learn out that Sefer Kosav in the Baracha Kosav. The Rabbonon. So now the Rabbonon, what do they do with this double lotion? Kosas Krisus, loy mashmelo. They don't hold these are two droshes, because it's a sefer kores, and it's a sefer, and now it's a sefer krisis, I learned two droshes, but this mahalach they don't learn. Zot rashi, labyeisek lil damapik le lahai vikosav le drosha achine, vipeg beis de gitten, that you can write a get even though not on klav. So he can use this vikosav law for a miyut, Lidova hakeira sheyaseifa mavdilo. So the Gemara said the Chachamim use the sefer krisis. The sefer should separate them. V'loy sheyehei boy tenai ha'oigdo. There should not be a condition in this geirishin that's combining and connecting the wife to her husband. She's mishubet her whole life not to drink wine, or else the get will become bottle. Reza krisus, what if it's loishimem reza krisus, afilu miyad, the heat the kaim tanai, the tailor, she'ev she'dvom alolu lovli de abdola, that means the sefer can bring about a separation, but there won't be any more mugit, because it's krisus, I'm a mozi limit of sefer, koris, the mashma sefer kirso, bahach drosha achiti, the second drosha, is miyitura delishna. Zak taisvis, Amenaz shalay telchi lebeis ovich laoilam ein zeget. Perish bekutris shekol yomeho her whole life negedes lekayim tnai ze machnosi. Her whole life she's mishubit, she's tied to him, but she can't be over the tnai. So she's, this tnai is ma'agid her to him the whole life. She can't eat, drink wine. Bim taima amai layoma da beget shrei meis aviyah yecheli hi likonis lamayis. Vishuv eina negedis boy. Lacha misis aviyah lechoshiv beis aviyah. Taisva says, no bishlem by wine, he understands it. You shouldn't drink wine your whole life. So memelas, she's mu'ugit to her husband the whole life, legabe ishti is yain. But amanas shalay telchi lebeis ovich, as soon as the father dies, so memele, so the tnai is mutl already. The tnai was only not to go to beis ovich. The father dies. So it's no more beis ovich. Kidamrine ben edorim, if I say kainam lebeis choshani nichnas, I made a net, I won't enter your house. Meis, what happens if he dies? A mocha mutter, he sold it, it's mutter. It's not his house anymore. So here, if the tnai was beis ovich is kolzman, the father's alive. Yishlem, the beis avia, kruya kol yoytze chalos of shel avia. Beis avia, that's different than koinam lebeischa. Beis avia means that kolzman, the family is there, that's called beis avia. Aval gav shemeis, kedachsiv gabi tomo shvi almona beis ovich. That Yehuda told tomo shvi almona beis ovich, go back to beis ovich. Aval pi shemeis ovich, kedemuchichi kroi, shem was nift already, and it's still called beis ovich. So beis ovich means it's by the family. Kozman, the family is there, that's still called beis ovich. Abiyasi aglili mikoras krisis nafke, tame, the beperika megarish, koma al rabbonon drabeleze ben azaye, koras krisis loidonshi. The Gemara says in Gittin that the rabbonon of drabeleze ben azaye do not darshan koras krisis. Now, one of these, the rabbonon of drabeleze ben azaye is Abiyasi aglili, bechlal the rabbonon. And so it says over there, he doesn't darshan koras krisis. V'hoch ha'oma, the Rabbi Yosef Glili darsh koras krisis. Shloim ed leikoma loy mashmalu. The Gemara doesn't say that he doesn't hold of the drosha. Leido she perish lahu drosha nahosom, the miboy lili drosha nahoche. That the Gemara says, Rabbonon leido she, it means they don't darshan this koras krisis for the drosha of Rabbi Lezer ben Azayim. Rabbi Lezer ben Azayi uses this drosha to tell me that by Gerish and Chutz, the get bechlal is not chal. Rabbi Yosi Glili does not use this drosha for gerushin chutz because he uses the kol's krisus for something else. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Chode mi chode loy asye. So now the Gemara asks Akash. We were trying to figure out, I should learn out kesef from Omivriye, let's learn out beer from Yevome, let's learn out shtar from kesef. So the Gemara asks as follows. Chode mi chode loy asye. Pesi chode mi tati. So let's learn out. We have three kinyonim that work by Isha. Kesef, Shtar, and Biye. So let's learn out one of the two. So the Gemara says, Hi Taisi, what do you want to learn out from us? So the Gemara says, no, let's start. Lelichtem Rachmonim B'Shtar. Let the Posek, I should not have a Posek by Shtar, V'Taisi Mahanoch. And let's learn out from Kesef and Biye. So let us see, Rashi, how the limud would go. Chode mi chode lo yasi, hochi kashele. This is the kash. Haytana de la'el, de porich bekulu baloidinu. But we brought psukim, he said, why did he need a posik, have a kalvochim? Vahoda, then he answered, lo yasu midin, he killed enough from a kalvochim. Va'atzer chekro, we need a posik. Lo malikro, Bikulu, why did he need a posik by all three? Nei de chode mi chode lo yosi, teisi chode mi tarti be memotzinu. Let's make a mamotzinu ba tzad ha-shova bem she koinim ba alma ve koinim kan. Tu hu a koinim kan a koinim ba alma, afani ovi yes a shlishi, she rei kulam koinim be mokim acha. Kese vishta koinim bo mevriye, kidlo kamon, bie koinim be yivome, So Memele frag the Gemara. So let's make a mamatzinu, one from two. Ma, just like shtar and just like kesef and bia, a koine baalme and koine kan. So shtar says, let's learn out chode mitalti. Hi teisi leilichtev rachmona b'shtar. It shouldn't say a posik by shtar. The teisi mahanoch. Let's learn out shtar from kesef v'biyeh. Ma lahanoch shekein hanoson merube. So the Gemara says, you can learn out shtar from kesef v'biyeh. Because kesef v'biyeh hanoson merube. Shtar, there's no hano on the maise kinye. So there's an interesting shara melech. The shara melech asks the kashe. The halacha is that biyeh shalei kedarke is also kainen. Now, Biyish like a darker, we have the God of Chobezim at Beis, the Gemara says, she doesn't have a no one tzad, she is tzar, there's no hano. So let's learn out from Biyish like a darker and Kesef. So he can say, she has a no some rubber. So Shah Melech wants to say, you know why Biyish like a darker is kinda by Isha? Because Shtar is kinda. That means, since I see, with the emes, this psukim, that stars kindness, I see you don't need in kinyan issues a kinyan of hanosan merube. But, if I wouldn't have star, I taka would not be ishloi kedarke. Yeah, loy nichtoi rachmone bebiye, fetaisi manach, let's learn out from kesef and star. Ma lahanoch shekein kinyonom merube. That means that the kesef is shtar, the kind of by kakois. I mean, it's b is only kind of it's mukbudik by yevome, but here it's kind of all over. Kesef is shtar are worldly kinyonim. So memele killing out b from kesef is shtar kinyonom merube. Loi nichtoi v'rachmone bekesef v'teisei mahanoch. Now, it shouldn't say a posik by kesef, let's learn out kesef from shtar biya. So the Gemara says, ma lahanoch shekein yeshnon bal kocho. The Gemara says, oh, listen, these kinyonim, kesef, shtar biya,
have a mile that Kesef doesn't have. It's kind of balkochai. It's a kinyan that you don't need the das of the other tzad. Shtar, you can give a get balkochai. So see, it's a kinyan that it's a one-sided affair. You don't need the other one's das and the kinyan. That's an olam de kinyan. Kesef is a mutual kinyan. You need the das of you need the das, or you need the das of both tzadim. So memela. So therefore, kesef is shvacher, is weaker than shtar bi. You can learn that. Fregt die Gemorre, vechitei me kesef nami bal kocho ba'oma ivriye. So the Gemorre says, well, kesef is also kind of bal kocho ba'oma ivriye. Now this is a, so Rashi learns pshat, that kesef is kind of bal kocho ba'oma ivriye, that the father sells her bal kocho. Now we'll just keep this on hold. When we come to the next sugi, we have to understand Rashi a little better. But that's how Rashi says pshat, because that means you don't need the das of the isha. You can, she sold bal kocho. So kesef also has the smile that you don't need das. So the Gemara says, be'ishes mi'elo yashkhe. You're right. By oma ivriye, you're talking 100% right, that we see that the kinyan works bal kocho. But in kinyone ishus, in yone ishus, I don't find that this should be a kinyan bal kocho. I says shtar and bia, by ishus it works bal kocho. There it works in left field, it works by omivriya, it works bal kocho. But these have an alimus that in yone ishus it works bal kocho, which omivriya doesn't have, and then the kanshayla ben yiyud is also an omivriya, but that we have to see later in the sugya in Tosfos. But let us just see the vile Rashi. So Rashi says, Kesef ubiye hanoson merube, abo shtar eresin ein boy lo shum hano. The shtar doesn't give her any hano, shrein kosov boy, Elaharei at Mekadeshus Li. But it says, all that says in the Shtar is Ered Mekadeshus Li. That means, even if it says, Hakala Psula Hamululolo, Ein Letayer Kol Shvochel, that's not the Shtar Kinyan. That doesn't have to the Shtar. The Kinyan of the Shtar is these three words. And these three words are not words who are Mahanim. So Melech Sikilanat Shtar from Kesef Biyah. Kinyonim Merube, the Mor says, let's learn now Biyah from Kesef Shtar. The Mor says, Kesef Shtar are worldly Kinyonim. Shekoinim Karkois Vavodim. The Koine Karkois Vavodim. So the Gemara says, let's learn out Kesef from Shtar Biyah. And kesef is not koine bal kocha. So the Gemara says kesef is koine bal kocha. Ba'oma avriye bal kocha shabiyah moicha shaloi midaito. That she could be sold without her das. So the Gemara says, "Habo beishes miu lay ashkech." Now, just let's start the next sugya, then one mahalach in the next sugya, and then ubay the mitzvah Hashem for next week. Amar Rav Huna, chupe koine mikal v'chaima. Now Rav Huna wants to say a chiddush that chupe kinyan chupe we know. Kinyan chuppah makes a gemar. It's after chuppah, she's an asur. Kesef shtar b'yimei keresin. So Rav Huna says, chuppah koine mikal v'chaim. Chuppah is koine mikal v'chaim. Uma kesef she'enoi machil betchume koine. Madoch kesef. Kesef cannot accomplish that if she's a bas Yisroel l'koin, that she can eat from it.
But even though it can't accomplish that, it's koine chupe shemacheles betrume, chupe that's machel betrume ein eidin shetikne. Now, l'chayre, the Gemara understood, between you and me, there are two psukim, legabi, that what Abbas Yisrael l'koyin eats trume. There's one posik, Koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi, and that the Gemara is going to show that Kesev is also machel betrume. But the Gemara didn't know about that posik yet. Then there's another posik, which the Gemara knew about, called Toher Beveischo Yoichal Kodesh. Beveischo means after Nisuin. Called Toher Beveischo Yoichal Kodesh, that says that's another posik, and Nisue eats Trume. So the Gemara was aware of the second posik. The Gemara was not aware of the first posik. So the Gemara says, so look at this chuppah. Chuppah is a mer de gezach. Chuppah is such a kinyin that he can make a bas Yisrael eat Trume. So it has such a power. So Avada Gevis and Eirisin cannot be machel betruma. I have enough of the Mishnah. Narusa can eat truma. So you see that the kinyan of chupe is an olim deke kinyan. It accomplishes a mamela. So whatever Kesef can do, if Kesef can make Eirisin, so chupe zira can make Eirisin. That is the kal v'chayim av rafun. Amar avune chupe koine mi kal v'chayim. Uma kesev she'enoi machel betrume koine. Kesev that is not machel betrume is koine. Chupe she'machel is betrume and it didn't shetikne. So lechatchila you could start off ishus with a chupe. Yeah. Now there's a machloik, it's just for a clarity in the sugya, there's a machloik is perhaps Taisus, the Taisus, Tutrut and the Taisus Arosh, Amar Shor. What did Rav Huna mean? So others said Rav Huna meant that you're making Kavuchema from Kesef, so whatever Kesef does, so Chupa would also do. So in other words, Chupa would make Erison. And how would she become a Nesue? That's a problem. Maybe with Bia she'll become a Nesue. But the Kal Vachayim is that Chupa should make Erison. Or there's another Mahalach that according to Rav Huna, Chupa should make everything. I mean, Chupa can make Nesue, that we know already. So now, but to start off to make Erison. No, well, if Chupa, if Kesef can make Erison, so Chupa can zicha make Erison. And it'll make Nesue also. So in one shot, it'll make everything. So, but the Kal Vachayimah was because we see that Chupa is stronger than Kesef, because Chupa is Machel Betrume. Makesh is Machel Betrume, Kain Chupa is Machel Betrume, and it didn't shetikme. So the Gemara says, Vekesef Eine Machel, Kesef is not Machel Betrume, Vama Ulet Val Teira Rusa Bas Yisrael Echeles Betrume. Ulet says, Mina Teira Na Rusa can also eat Trume. Shinema Bekain Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyin Kaspoi. V'hai kinyin kaspoi hu, and the Rus is also kinyin kaspoi. U'ma tam omru eino eicheles, that what the Mishnah says, that an Rus does not eat trume, it's only exere the Rabbon, exere, shemayim zugo lo kais, beveis oviyo, betashkeno, lachel, lachiseo. That there's als exere, that means if an Rus would be permitted to eat trume. Now, Arusa did not as yet move over to her husband's rishus. She still finds herself in her father's rishus. Now, if she'll be eating trume, and her husband will send her every week a bottle of wine, trume, tirish, v'yitzah, some emele, and then her brothers are there, sisters are there, she's drinking some wine, and they'll start making a nesek, give me some wine also, so she'll give them some wine. So, come out, that'll be nichshon, so therefore Chazal said that an Arusa doesn't eat Trume Achetikonis Lachupe. Let us see Rashi. Kesev Sheni Machel Betrume Im Nisar Solakoyim Kedis Nam Biksubis HaMishne Ein Ha'isha Echeles Betrume Achetikonis Lachupe. So that's it. And the Gemara says no, the Kesev is also machel betrumah min ha-toira, only mid-rabbonon, she's not permitted to eat.